Pleasure, Tim.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this James speaking?
Yeah, this is James.
Hi, James. This is Kevin from the writing team. Their schedule called.
Hey.
Yeah. How are you?
Yes. Yep, that sounds great. Yeah, no problem. Let me grab it. Okay. I want to hear more about that, though, if you later. Okay.
Okay.
And if y'all need anything, give me a shout. Hang on 1 second for me. I'm just saying goodbye to a friend.
No problem.
See ya. You bet. Take care. Ooh. So, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I'm late to the call. I was being brought up to speed on this project, so I know what's going on and what is up. So, firstly, how are you, and how has your experience been so far?
I'm good. I'm good. I apologize. I'm not sure if I heard everything you said, but are you saying so is it just going to be you and me talking?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Kevin?
Yes, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. Okay. Yeah, everything's pretty good. Everything's pretty good. Let me, you know, there's a little bit of a, I think there's a little bit of a disconnect with, did you say you do know everything that's going on?
Yes, I was actually reading the entire revision you sent last time. I think this is JD revision.
And I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. It's a little hard to hear you now. Can you say that one more time?
I was just catching up to all the revisions that you sent, and I'm trying to understand what exactly is the problem at this time. So by the looks of it, from my understanding at least, the storyline isn't being properly followed, and you're getting the feeling that it's more, it has a more Bollywood touch at this time, right?
More what? I'm so sorry.
Bollywood.
Just, I don't know if it's a bad connection. Oh, if more Bollywood, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yes, but let me, yes, that's true. I'll tell you what, let's back up. Can I just kind of talk for a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. I think, perhaps, I may have made a mistake at the beginning. I think maybe I emphasized, are you familiar a little bit with the story?
Yes, I am completely familiar with the story.
Okay. I think perhaps there's a chance that I may have, when I was trying to first describe it, I kind of started to describe it. I used to work in the film industry a long time ago, and
yep.
So I tend to think about and talk about story ideas like you're watching a movie. That's just how I've always, you know, because that's how I was involved in the industry. So.
Mm-hmm.
When I first tried to describe it to whoever I was talking with, I think I may have made a mistake in that I told them kind of the beginning of the image I had at the beginning of the story with this guy, you know, running, and then he ended up, you know, going to his work and going to this, you know, very fancy club that he's a member of that's in the first floor of where he works and on and on and on. And then in the evening, he goes and gets dressed in his running clothes again, and he starts to run home. Everybody assumes run home, but then, you know, when nobody's looking, he kind of turns the corner and jumps into the park, and turns out he's sleeping in the park. I think I made a mistake in starting with that, because what I think I've done is given you all the impression that it's important to me that he spends the night in the park, and that's not it at all. I that's probably my mistake, but mm-hmm. I was just trying to paint the picture that the bigger image is you know, this
may,
guy.
If I may interject,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let me get this one quick thought
oh,
out.
Sure,
let me
no,
get
no,
this
no,
one
no,
quick
no.
thought out, and I'll shut up and let you tell me everything.
Go for it.
So I was just going to simply say that the hinge point is not that it's the park or not the park. The hinge point is that, you know, he walked in on his fiance having an affair. She's a very materialistic person. They were living kind of the jet set lifestyle. And so when he moved out, he was living in a hotel until he found a new place to live. And then eventually when he started, you know, going down all of his budget, what his budget would be, he realized that it was an exorbitant amount of money. And maybe it has really nothing to do particularly with the park. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, a few nights because he works so hard anyway and he works late nights anyway. Maybe a couple of nights he was working in his office and before he knew it, he woke up the next morning and he had fallen asleep in his office and nobody knew or cared. And then maybe one night he was working out in the gym and he's not dying to go home because he's staying in a hotel because he left where he was living with his fiance. So maybe he's like working out at the gym after a late night at work and he goes and takes a shower and he goes to his lockers and he sits on the bench in front of his lockers and lays down for a second. And then, you know, he wakes up and he realizes that he fell asleep and he slept the whole night on that bench in the locker room and nobody noticed and nobody cared. And so he that's what kind of starts to make him realize, holy shit, is it really worth it for me to spend all this money, $30,000, $35,000 a month when I'm basically never home? And so it more becomes almost a challenge for him to get creative and to get smart. And, you know, maybe sometimes he sleeps in the club and maybe sometimes he sleeps at his office. Maybe sometimes he's got a place in the park that he, you know, if the weather's right, it's a good thing and he can do it. And it's more that he has this, he's very smart and he's come up with these really creative, smart ideas to kind of beat the system. That's mm-hmm. it. It's more that he's kind of come up with smart ideas to beat the system. And that's why I had mentioned that he has, you know, he has like lockers throughout the city and like, yeah. Because he's just got all kinds of little ways to, any kind of problem that comes up, whether it's rain or whether it's somebody mugs him or whatever, any kind of problems that come up, he's got a fix for it because he's thought of everything and he's got a plan for everything. That's kind of the bigger thing. And then, and I'm going to shut up after this, but the last thing I'll say is, and then I guess it goes into the story that I think we've come to, which I think is going to be a good cop, bad cop story where he, you know, he doesn't even mean to, but he falls into a situation where he gets interested in this homeless shelter app that seems to be a very good idea, and it's kind of in his world because it's about development, commercial development, real estate development. And you know, next thing you know, he falls into this situation where he's gotten involved with this gal or this application, the woman who started this app, and gets involved with it maybe investment wise with this company, but also, you know, also kind of gets involved with going down to the place where they have a shelter and they, you know, feed the homeless and he helps there or something. And in doing all that, maybe he meets, you know, Father Christopher or some, you know, helps the homeless people in this particular place. And that it turns out that there's some, you know, big company that's trying to buy that property, but the owners won't sell it because they're allowing, you know, Father whatever to run his little homeless shelter. And so maybe they start doing stuff. I don't know. Maybe they even kill the priest. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm just saying. And then it gets into the whole story of these bad people that are trying to do something, and he stumbles into this situation where these bad people are trying to do evil things to get this land, and he knows how to do what he knows how to do, and so he beats them at the end.
I completely understand. But
okay. So you were gonna say. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What you got for me?
Okay. Firstly, I'm not the exact writer working on this. I'm the head of the writing team, so I look over all the projects. Okay, that's why I'm here to listen out to the concerns. And I read out the entire storyline. I had read it before.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure if my questions reached to you at that point, because this is not my project, but I have a few questions for you just after reading the plot of all of it.
You're still kind of going in and out on me. And so can you try to talk a little bit louder? I'm sorry. I know it may be uncomfortable for you, but just little.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So what I see on this storyline is you're trying, I get the entire situation with the guy being a, as I should say, complete smartass over here. And he has a good idea about how he's going to plan everything out. There's a backstory about how his, you know, fiance cheated on him and what actually brought him to that point of understanding his budgets, right? Am I right so far?
You are right. I'm gonna ask you to do me one more favor. Can we hang up and you call me right back? I'm wondering if this is a bad connection.
Sure. Let me just call you back.
Just hang up and dial me right back immediately.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin.
No problem.